So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And what I love so much about the show is the variety of guests that come to play. And my guest today lives in a very beautiful, kind of elite, it kind of almost looks like a house in the clouds in the woods on an island. And she's a facilitator of consciousness. She's a number one international best-selling author. I'm very pleased and joyful to bring the magical Cassie Hepburn. Hi, Cass.
Hi, Erica. It's so nice to be here to play with you today.
I know, and what a fun topic, magic.
Oh, yes.
I think stops people from really, truly knowing their own magic.
I think there's a lot of times when we're children, when we display some type of magic or we talk about magic, where we get shut down. And we get shut down from being who we are. And we think, oh, I can't do that because I get in trouble when I do that.
Wow. Yeah. Especially if you're magical and stuff happens really easily and you get a lot of good things happening to you, yeah. It seems like then you get in a lot more trouble.
You get in a lot more trouble. People will dislike you. So that could be like a teacher. I had a teacher who really didn't like the magic that I beat. So I spent most of grade 2 standing in the hall outside of the classroom.
Oh my goodness. I can remember this one teacher saying, can anyone raise their hand except Erica? I'm sorry if I know all the answers. I did my homework. There was a while in French I stopped doing the homework just so the class would be a little more interesting because I could memorize it so easily, and then it was like
yes, that's so true. And you know, and it's all those little things, so we turn it down and we turn it down and we turn it down. And yeah, it's I've been realizing I'm discovering things and reclaiming things from when I was a child, from all these different times in my life that I gave up my magic.
Wow.
And it's so fun. And it's so fun as you discover other people who also play in those realms. That's what I love about access classes, because it's, I get to be around all these other magical beings who are recognizing who they are. And it's like, I get to go and see all these people. It's so much fun.
So the access that Cass is talking about is access consciousness. And I'm so blessed to hang out with so many people who know these tools and who share them so brilliantly. So why don't you just share with us one way we can sort of accentuate our magic? What's something we can do to live bigger in that realm?
One of the things that I've really been looking at myself is actually acknowledging our magic. And it can be as something as simple as sometimes coming to a really busy intersection and just getting there at the right time when there's no cars.
Right. And
acknowledging that, or acknowledging when you get a parking spot. And it can be the little tiny bits and pieces through the day of daily magic. If we don't acknowledge that we're actually creating that, then we stop it from happening more often. And I found the more I acknowledge it and go, wow, I created that. As crazy as that sounds.
Yeah.
It's amazing, because it just builds more and more and it happens more often.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. I had to sit in traffic this morning briefly, and it was very interesting because I don't have to do that quite so often anymore. And I forgot for a minute I was magic. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, and there's, That's,
you know, it's very expansive. The energy of magic is very expansive.
It is.
The one way this showed up for me to share is if you're feeling small and tight in your stomach, you're not probably in your magic.
No. And you've made yourself into a small little teeny tiny ball. And if you purposely kind of let your barriers go down and expand back out to like the size of the room you're in, suddenly there's like, I can breathe now.
Yeah. It's like the magic is also space. That's awesome. Yeah. I think it's so important to just pause some every once in a while and acknowledge magic. I love it.
Yeah.
It's
so much fun.
Tell me a little bit about your recent adventure. We have a few more minutes left, and I'd love to share with people your adventure finding your new home, because it's pretty different than your other home, and your other home was also really amazing. So you kind of went from amazing to amazing. So what went into that choice? How did you choose that, the new one?
It was really interesting because I was renting a place on the water. I live in a small town on Vancouver Island, and a small town that does not have a lot of available places right now. So I had 3 months to find a place, and I was finding things. And after having that beautiful view, I thought, I can't go into a subdivision where I'm looking out into the neighbor's yard after having I want a view from up high, and I would like to still be in nature because I was right on the river there.
Right, all those beautiful photos, right?
Yeah, and a friend of mine had bought the house next door to her, and she really wants to create people around her who are very like-minded. And she's a huge creator. She makes flower and gem essences. And she asked me if I wanted to come and take a look, and I came up and I saw the view down to the basin, and it's really up in the trees, and often it's sunny up here and I look and it's foggy down below, or the rainbow is just sort of at the end of the drive here. It's so beautiful and magical. And it was that really getting clear on what I actually desired to have.
Wow.
And awesome. It was looking at a few places that that I went, body, do you want to live here?
You know, I love it. So magic, I mean, for all the entrepreneurs listening, for me, living in a place that is conducive to me being in my creative spirit is so vital. Exactly. It's like breathing for me. Like I require aesthetics.
Me too. And there's that point of getting beyond the having to make do.
Yeah.
There's something so often we think, oh, well, I can make do with this. And it's like, no.
Yeah, exactly. So this has been so much fun, our little adventure in consciousness today. We talked about magic. Cass Hepburn, she's a consciousness facilitator, and she's based up in Vancouver, but she travels around. How can we find you?
I'm actually on Vancouver Island.
Vancouver Island. Okay, cool.
A ferry ride away. Uh-huh. I have a website, which is Dragonfly Whispers.
Okay.
And healing.com. Uh-huh. My email is casshepburn@gmail.com.
Okay, cool.
And hopefully you'll see something. Oh, and I'm on Facebook as well as Cass Hepburn.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for asking me to come and play.
Sure.
Thank you.